Hopewell's pillars ousted by Red Line. Abandoned projects columns to be raised. The concrete pillars of the abandoned Hopewell Mass Transit project will be demolished for a new railway on the same route. The clearance of the pillars will cost about 200 million baht. More than 500 concrete pillars of the Hopewell project have stood unused along the line for about 15 years. Hopewell Thailand Company of Hong Kong's Hopewell Holding failed to complete the original project. The State Railway of Thailand Thursday signed a 21.2 billion baht deal with Italian Thai Development PLC to build the Red Line electric rail section from Bang Sue to Rangsit. It is the second of three contracts to build the Red Line Railway. Witawat Konapongsiri, ITD's Red Line Director, said 90% of the pillars would be demolished. The pillars slated for demolition were not strong enough to be used in the project, or they would cause obstructions, he said. The Red Line's 21-kilometer-long Bang Sue-Rangsit section is planned along Bangkok's northbound railway tracks, which is where the Hopewell project had also been planned. More than 900 structures, including houses, garages, warehouses, and shops, will be demolished over the next 30 to 45 days to make way for the route. The Bang Sue-Rangsit link is expected to be completed in 3 years. The route's original design was to include six stations in Bang Khen, Tung Song Hong, Lak Si, Gan Khe Ha, Don Muang, and Rangsit. Transport Minister Chat Chat Sitipun, however, has ordered the SRT to develop two more stations at Wat Sam Nien Nari and Lak Hok areas. He also wants more tracks to be added to support a future high-speed railway. The route's first contract, worth 29.82 billion baht, included the construction of the Bang Sue main station, a depot, and a station in the Jatujak area. The SRT signed that contract with the SU joint venture of Sino-Thai Engineering and Construction PLC and Unique Engineering and Construction PLC on January 18th. The third contract concerns the procurement of trains and their operating system, worth 26.27 billion baht. Four contenders are bidding for the deal, which SRT Governor Prapat Chung Sangwan promised to speed up.